Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
All right, it's the Rundown with Rude Boys premiere. First one ever from Rude Boy. Let's go. It's brought to you by Four Fucking Loco, man. Woo. I know that Four Loco has been down with Barstool for a little bit, but this is the first time I've done anything where it's been sponsored. And goddamn, does that feel good? I think that's awesome.
Oh, they do sours now.
Dude, they have reinvented themselves, and while still keeping 14% alcohol by volume, by the way, it's the real deal. This is one of those things, like, when you start out...
Oh, Rude Boy just popping one,
you know,
huh?
Why not?
Is that what you're supposed to do?
Absolutely. Yeah. Cheers.
I'll rip a grape. Green apple is green.
Yeah. Is that purple, too? I love it. See, you know when you first start out with this shit?
Your can's sick.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, in the beginning...
Kind of looks like Suki's car.
When we were just talking about Streaker Sports, we had like this old school sponsor that paid us like peanuts in the very beginning. Because in the beginning, you take whatever you can get. Now, when you got these people, like the people who like made you who you are today, coming around as a sponsor, that's amazing.
That's probably one of my first videos. Gaz fucking gazzed me into shotgunning a Four Loco in a bathtub at Quinnipiac before. Is Gaz over there? Gaz,
that sounds like,
what was that?
That's like Barstool
fan fiction. When you like film me in the shower shotgunning a Four Loco at Quinnipiac.
Yeah, what was it?
The Barstool hoedown.
We won hoedown when we were trying to reinvent the Blackout Tour.
Yes.
For like country.
Boy, was that a failure.
I shotgunned it in the shower.
And those were tall boys,
and then
right?
I fell asleep at the party in like 20 minutes after. Wow.
Well, you do always have to drink responsibly. Yeah. Four Loco is the real deal. They got all the different flavors. What's yours? Yours grape. I got grape, apple. What do you got?
Mine just says hard seltzer with a hint of sour mango.
Beautiful. Sour mango. They really up the game.
Snow camel.
So it's the internet's most talked about beverage. It's the most talked about beverage of all time, really. You can get merch. You can get, obviously, the drinks all at GoPuff.com. Or go to 4loco.com or use the app GoPuff, because what's a summer without a little 4 Loco? We start off with... What do we start off? It's a slow day. I'm not gonna lie.
You turn it off now.
These are the dog days of the internet.
Brought in the bench players.
You're gonna shine, man. You're gonna shine here. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do some topics, and then we're gonna talk about our coworkers banging each other. That's really what's happening here.
Yeah, we're easing into that.
Listen, cut right to the fucking chase, okay? I don't know if this is big news for everybody else, but it's big news for me. Amazon just bought a podcast. It's got Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and the dude from Will and Grace. Not that dude, the other dude. Not the dude, the dude. They bought
I think he's the dude you picture when you picture Will and Grace.
Oh, I don't picture.
I've never seen it. Well, I'm sure I've seen an episode
here. I can't
even
picture Will and Grace.
It's the guy who's friends with Megan Mullaney.
I mean, he's not Will, so he's not the guy.
Is the bald guy?
Well, yeah, but I think he's the guy you remember. Will is just a fucking guy.
His name's in the show!
Yeah, but he's just like, he's...
This guy is like the comedic relief.
Will and Grace, yeah.
So those three, and they paid $80 million for it.
60 to 80.
60 to 80.
It was in the article I read, it said that it is a tick above what Spotify paid for advice guru and comedian Alexander
Cooper. Advice guru. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Motivational speaker. Yeah. If I'm Alex Cooper, I'm on the phone with Spotify going, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
You gave the guy from Will and Grace $80 million?
Yeah. Oh, Amazon did.
That's what I mean. But, I'm saying, like, these guys
guru?
Are giving...
The premise of the show, it's a few months old. I just heard about it. My mom told me about it.
I'm
pretty well versed in this stuff.
But
my
that's
mom
the thing. When your mom knows about it, it's almost a bad thing, you know?
But it's a cool premise in the sense that there are three of them, obviously three celebrities, and Only one of them knows who the guest is. They call their friend, which is fucking bullshit. Podcasts are for us nobodies. If you're fucking a famous, you can't start a podcast and just get your friends to come
when
on.
When you can just
That's
be like,
nonsense.
Yeah, I have, you know, the number one star in the world in my phone. He's just going to come on my podcast.
Like, Clooney,
like, fuck you.
I think Bateman got Clooney to come on
yeah,
this.
Fuck
and
that.
I believe Clooney said something along the lines of, and this is all from my mother, so it could be wrong. Clooney said something along the lines of, like, yeah, I say no to Oprah, but I'm on this podcast. And pretty big flex. But the... The idea is only one of them get their friend to come on, and the other two don't know who it is.
Right.
So it's actually nice because you don't have to be like, oh, I know nothing about you. Like, it's okay to do. I wasn't supposed to do research on this. So the premise is kind of sick.
Listen, that's a cool premise. But, it probably will have a few moments where, you know, Brad Pitt drops a line here or there that's like, oh, shit, it's going to go viral, whatever. But podcasts like this don't work. It's just not what podcasts are. You watch those guys for, like, their movies and their TV shows. Let me rephrase. If that podcast, if they just are totally normal dudes, that'll be like the best podcast ever. Mm-hmm. But they're not gonna. It's gonna be Hollywood, and it's gonna be like professional. If those guys are just like, you know, Jason Bateman's like, Brad, remember that fucking like orgy we had that one time? Right. That'll be amazing. But they're not gonna do that. Right. Podcasts are for people. The whole thing is that it's relatable. Everybody always says, like, I feel like I'm in the conversation with my friends, you know? It's not going to feel like that with Bateman and Pitt and all those guys. The same reason that Obama and Springsteen aren't going to succeed. Anytime you have these, like, celebrity mashup things, it just doesn't work. But they're still, like, I swear to God, whatever they're trying to sell, push, however, whatever they're trying to get the subscriptions, like, we would do better than they will at driving whatever they're trying to do. Our podcast and a million others. I genuinely believe that.
I haven't listened to it, so I can't really lay that much criticism of it. But yeah, if they're fucking regular, but if it's just like, I don't know, man. Some people are so interested in celebrities. I think, like, Obama, that was a limited series run. If you're like, yeah, we're going to do a podcast and you fucking keep doing it, I wouldn't listen to
but
it.
They're but they're not. You know, like, as soon as they got to, like, film Ozarks, he's stopping.
Yeah, but you'd be like, look, I'm going to take an hour of the day.
You would think. That's why they all should do it. But I mean, yeah, listen, I'm talking about this. I haven't even listened to it. I don't know what it's like. But if it's like every other celebrity podcast, I just can't imagine that $80 million.
And I think if anyone's going to do it, it probably would be like Arnett and Bateman. And like,
they are pretty like normal dudes.
I mean, at least they have the reputation, right?
Yeah.
And like, if they're just like I know Gwyneth Paltrow was on it. And if they're like, Gwyneth, what the fuck are you doing selling pussy candles?
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow,
why don't you don't talk about anything but your pussy.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. No, I don't know. I don't like the whole like, it's just like a classic case of like celebrities celebrating. Like, it's like, that's the reason why people didn't like watching late night shows anymore. It's because it's like, it's two celebrities talking about how famous they
celebrity
are.
Celebrity shit, yeah.
And so like, they're just gonna have other celebrities on there. I'm sure they'll make all their money. It'll be a smash hit. But it's like,
I just don't even
everything.
Know if it will
everything
be.
Nowadays sort of feels like that was like new and cool, like podcasts and like Uber, like all these innovative ideas. Are sort of now, like, Uber is,
they're
like, worse than taxis.
They've been, like, bastardized.
I'm a big yellow taxi guy.
Right, and so, like, everything is, like, late-night television's dying, and they're just becoming, like, everything is just becoming what it once was, I guess.
Yes, yeah. Yes, 100%.
And it's just, I guess, I don't know, it's kind of like the ebb and flow of it, but...
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's, like, time for something, like, whatever's next, but I don't know. Everyone who listens to the podcast, like, want to listen, like, their two favorite comics, their two favorite dirt bags, or a girl talking about sucking dick.
Yeah, put it at a point of us, right?
Well, that's what we are, you know?
Yeah.
Or Alex, like, blowing dudes. You know what I mean? Like,
and
behind
giving
the
advice.
Scenes story. Advice guru. Olivia Rodrigo is catching heat. Being accused of plagiarism all over the place. So it started out with Courtney Love saying that some of her promotional artwork looks exactly like the album cover for one of Hole's album back in the 90s. Then the internet said her song Brutal has guitar riffs and a bass line that's identical to this 1978 song from Elvis Costello called Pump It Up.
Love Costello.
And then there is a third thing where basically her entire like theme, the cheerleader, the cutout letters, the hair clips, the whole outfits, all the ensembles is identical to this band called the Pom Pom Squad, which is like this Brooklyn hipster punk band that's like super, super tiny. They're like nobody. So she's catching all this plagiarism talk. Elvis Costello came out and was like, this is all good by me. Like, yeah, it's the same bass line, but like, that's how music works. You sample things, you take pieces of it. So he's cool with it. Courtney Love's just an asshole. The pictures are really not identical at all. And a crying prom queen is like a very common thing in pop culture.
Yeah, that's...
So she can fuck off. She went off. She was like, it's rage inducing. It was rude. She should have called me, but hey, this happens to me all the time. It's like, Courtney Love. What are you? Shut the fuck up. Who are you? The only thing people talk about with Courtney Love now is that she might have killed Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. That's what you're famous for. And then the pom-pom squad thing. At least the Olivia Rodrigo fans, I don't know how you prove this shit. I'm not going to do the research. But they're saying that her pictures came out first. So I don't know, these things are in the works for a long time. You have an album cover picked out for a long time. I don't know. It might be a little suspect that, like, this big megastar has all these pictures and the little guy has the same exact ones. Kind of suspect. But this is the kind of shit that happens when you're at the top.
But also, like, I feel like if you're going to accuse her of anything with all this, you have to accuse her of being an industry plant. Because, if you accuse fucking Olivia Rodrigo, who's a 17-year-old, of stealing a bass line from 1978, she'd be like, who the fuck is Elvis Costello?
Absolutely.
Or she'd probably like, who the fuck is Courtney Love?
Well,
who the fuck is Nirvana?
But that
she's
also
like,
makes me
about?
Wonder sometimes if, like, so maybe she didn't steal it, but maybe, like, her team or somebody did, and she's like, I didn't know this.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I've never
the
seen
old
whole,
people
song,
who work
never...
for me are influenced by things they've seen in their past. Guilty.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how... I don't know. Maybe she's one of those fucking weirdos like Robbie Fox, who knows everything about everything,
she's busy crying about her boyfriend.
But she's probably like, I'm a 17-year-old girl, and I don't know. My team said this was a thing, and they're artists who were influenced by this. Like, I'd throw my hands up.
That's
like,
just
look,
what
I'm 17.
Art is. That's like, art is always derivative.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. You know what I mean? Especially music. Samples and interpolations and all that shit. It's like,
this
that's
always,
the game.
I feel like this like always happens where someone who is... I think it's just especially like easy to blame Courtney Love because no one cares about her, and Olivia Rodrigo is like the hot
megastar.
I didn't know who Olivia Rodrigo was until like a week ago.
Really?
Everyone made fun of me. I don't know how, like, whatever my sonar,
I mean,
internet
I
sonar
that.
Is.
I didn't know like a month ago, if you didn't know like the past like month when her album came out and shit,
I was at an Irish pub yesterday, and they only played Olivia Rodrigo for like 2 hours straight.
That's how
you know. Just like three Olivia Rodrigo songs on repeat.
Good For You is Misery Business from Paramore. So it's like, you know what the problem is? I almost feel bad for her. She's like, she's too good. She's too successful. She's too popular. And then everyone threw the Taylor Swift tag on it, where she's like, she writes her own music and she writes her own lyrics and she's like this original creator. And it's like, no, she's just like a pop star who uses samples and uses other, as influenced by other things. Like, maybe she's not quite on that level where it's like everything is coming from just her brain. But I don't know. She's a fucking megastar, so does it really even matter?
Also, we're like running out of things to like. There's not that many things left to like.
Oh, you think that everything has been invented?
I'd watch it. You're gonna look like that patent office guy.
That dude. There was a dude in like 1989 who said all of the things that can be invented have been invented.
He's like the head of the U.S. patent office.
Like, that's it.
He's
we're done with things.
He was saying you might as well fire me.
there will be no
literally
more patents.
His job to declare new invented things.
I wonder
like, look,
if that's like taken out of context, or if that dude really just thought all of the stuff that has ever, like, that could be invented has been. That's crazy.
I know that, like, for a fact, there's been times where I've been drunk at a bar and been like, dude, like, if I was alive in the 1700s, I could have thought of gravity. I swear. Because when you think about it, gravity, like, I remember learning about it in school and being like, gravity is, like, not that crazy. Like, how did you not figure that out for that long?
What do you mean? Like, but it's not the fact that they fucking realized that they were stuck to the ground. It was the fact that they, like, someone could explain it.
I know, but I just get mad that I never even had a chance.
Yo, but no, I'm kind of, I mean,
I
even
never
that,
had a chance like, to think of gravity.
You didn't, but so why don't you think of the new gravity?
Well,
you know what's next?
The easier things, the stuff that already happened was
that's
the easy
true.
Stuff.
See, but no, it's not easy.
On legendary difficulty.
I think everyone always thinks that, like, oh, if I went back in time, I could do this. Like, you couldn't do anything, Rudy.
If you don't know.
If you
didn't even know who Olivia Rodrigo was.
It's like, it's the perfect argument. It's because it's like, well, you'll like, I can just be like, well, dude, if I was there, it's like Mark Wahlberg in 9/11. If I were there, it would have gone differently.
Dude, I always know that, like, oh, I could go back to the Wild West. Like, I could rob banks and just move across town. How could I rob a bank?
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to do shit.
I couldn't. If there's a lock on it, I can't get into it.
I do think that old school shit is more, like, there's more basic. Like, now, to come up with an invention, like a scientific breakthrough, you got to, like, come up with some crazy shit because we've done all the basics.
It's more, highly skilled stuff. We come with like a little invention and like tech and like a highly niche market that's like only like 4,000 people in the world get it. Where it's like, dude, everyone experienced gravity, no one can figure it out. And Isaac Newton just happened to be near an apple that fell. You know what I mean? Like, that's a little bit more broad. And
but
like,
that dude somehow figured out that like, it's this giant mass
Isaac
that
Newton,
pulls you in, and like,
I don't think you're giving him enough credit.
Are you, I mean, listen, Dan famously said that he was smarter than Christopher Columbus. Are you saying that you're smarter than Sir Isaac Newton?
Yeah.
Okay. Rudy is smarter than Sir Isaac Newton.
That question with Dan. Dan was convinced that.
That gives me confidence.
Like, me, you, Dave, Geek could, like.
Sail the Atlantic.
Not only sail the Atlantic, but also get to the moon.
Yeah, then it became the moon. He said with unlimited money, we could do it. I'm like, I don't think so, man.
I do not have that self-confidence.
I mean, the amount of computing power it took to get to the moon is like, there's like three times as much computing power in this.
Yeah, and way more that's in my brain than that's in my brain, though.
You know what? How about this, though?
But there's four in
your brains. I somehow think it might be easier to get to the moon than sail the Atlantic.
I don't think I agree with you there. I gotta call shenanigans on
that. Like building a fucking boat out of
Kevin,
like,
how do you do any
shit?
Kind of rocket
but
propulsion?
You're kind of a but, you but
like, I can build guy. I can with, build with a fucking money, I can build a ferry and maybe get lucky.
You think so?
I can build a flotation device and like I cannot build a rocket.
But I think like the unlimited money thing, like it's like if I could like put in a call to like Bezos' company.
Oh sure, if I have unlimited money I can just hire people to build it. Yes.
Well, right. I mean, you can't like hiring is a loophole, but
putting
I'm just saying like I'm saying like using my hands to create a boat. Put it this way, they're both equally impossible.
Correct.
So they're both like they're both on the same level to me where it's like neither can even be remotely accomplished, so let's not act like one's even harder than the other because it's just no.
Now if I had a foreman who built me a rocket ship, could I go to space? Absolutely.
You could ride to space, you think?
Fuck yeah, I could ride to space. Give me all the G's.
Was there a guy that tried switch? That?
Huh?
There was a guy that tried that.
Yeah, there was,
like a year
what's
ago.
His name? Homeboy just flew his plane
and
up.
And it went straight down.
Chuck, I want to say Chuck Yeager was his name or something like that. He just wanted to see space and he just got like right where it, like, turns black, you
crazy
know, and then
motherfucker.
Down.
Did he die?
I don't think he died. I think he survived.
Oh, really?
I think. Well, you're talking about the guy recently who...
Yeah.
Yeah, that rocket man.
He died. Died.
The rocket man who just went, like, he went, like, he went, he didn't get hired at this building.
Right. That's okay. This dude, the guy I'm talking about, he just was in a plane, and he was just like, I want to see space, and he, like, flew up. And then like came back down, but that guy was like, "I'm in a rocket, I'm going to space," and he blew the fuck.
That was
up.
Like
he's
an
old,
that was like an ultimate dude's rock moment. Like
yes.
That guy was like so convinced that he could do it,
and he is big.
And went all in. So
and he's
big
very
up to him.
Charges dropped against Bill Cosby.
What?
All of them?
All of them?
Are you for real?
All, like, 57 rapes?
No, I think it was like 76. Bill Cosby will be freed from prison and a sexual assault conviction overturned after Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that he had been denied a fair trial in 2018. He served 3 years of a 3 to 10 year prison sentence.
Oh.
No, that's going to suck.
I'm saying it right now. I'll challenge Bill Cosby to Rough and Rowdy. I will beat the brakes off that dude.
That would be great.
That blind old bitch.
Somebody is going to kill that guy. Someone will kill Bill Cosby.
You think so?
Someone will beat up Bill Cosby.
I thought that was like signed, sealed, and delivered that he was never going to get out.
I would have thought so too.
Tommy just said it was only a 3 to 10 year sentence, so he basically served his sentence.
Wow, that's crazy.
But
I did not expect him to say
that. That's a tough time to get overturned after you've been in jail for 3 years of a 3 to 10 year deal. I guess you're saving seven potentially, but.
Wait, hang on. There's no way he was only potentially maximum facing 10 years. That might have been for like one of the cases or something. You can't be facing 70 charges and only go to jail for 10 years.
I don't know if
the charges. How is that possible?
I don't know how many.
How
people
can you have 70 charges that only add up to 10 years?
I think it was 70 accusations. I don't know how many he was actually
that's what I mean. So like if one of these cases is being overturned, like what about the next one and the next one and the next one?
That's crazy.
It's a lot of legal jargon here. I'm trying to work my way through. But it was the Supreme Court said a previous prosecutor's decision not to charge Cosby opened the door for him to speak freely in a civil lawsuit against him, and that testimony was key in the comic's conviction in criminal court. So he incriminated himself maybe in civil court. And
he also apparently had an agreement with another prosecutor that he never charged.
So he had an agreement with another prosecutor that he wouldn't
That's
charge. I mean, this is obviously just the most fucking despicable shit about the justice system. Where you get a couple deals in place and shake a couple hands and you get a couple favors and somehow you can get off on 70 fucking rape charges.
So this says, in plain English, the Supreme Court says it was an unconstitutional bait and switch when prosecutors initially said he wouldn't be charged so he could testify in a civil case, only then to turn around and use that evidence from the civil case against him.
I mean, you know, that does sound like they fucked up some legal shit, which is like, that's how, you know, that's how OJ happens, that's how a lot of things you get away with a lot of shit on, like technicalities or people drop the ball. But like,
that's crazy.
That, I feel like there's probably like some there was judge like a... being like, I like regret to inform you assholes that I have to let this guy go because you fucked up.
I always find it weird that like in law, there's all these legal scholars that have these like,
60 accusers.
They have these like in really like dense phrases, and then they'll also have things like bait and switch and double jeopardy.
Yeah.
Like it's a like it's some like game.
Like
show.
We all just know what we're talking about. Yeah.
They have like a whole paragraph of like completely stuff you'd never be able to understand. They're like, and because of Double Jeopardy.
Yeah. Yep. Like that, and like yeah, the same name as fucking Ashley Judd's movie. That's why Bill Cosby gets to walk free. That is wild. I hope that there's like okay, now we try you on this one and that one, and there's some that can like still be.
Yeah. You
because, yeah. Or I mean, this dude just needs to go ahead and die. Just pull a Paterno. You're already blind.
I mean, he's like
you're
a new puppy
sick.
Now. He's got a new lease on life.
If he tries to do anything other than just disappear, man.
Oh, he's going to be at like a Blue Lives Matter rally. He's going to be like,
yeah, you think he'll have him, like, oh my God. Do you think he'll be as...
I mean, he's like famously like the pull up your pants and fucking swear.
Yeah,
will he be
like OJ and just pretend like he's the man?
Imagine if he just runs back and he just starts doing his old bits. He's like, the judges were drought.
Oh my God.
there are so many women right now who are going to... I mean, they're going to want to murder this guy.
Yeah, that's an L.
Don't let any of these chicks catch Bill Cosby in the streets. They'll fucking kill him.
Tommy, you really went in on that, huh? You really did not want that cough to be heard.
Tommy's always wrong. He's had like
seven coughs in the last 2 minutes, and he's doing the thing where, like, it's getting to the point where he's probably getting self-conscious about it.
Yeah, I was, so that's why I wanted to
put
my over there.
Yeah, you dabbed hard. Well, that's a buzzkill.
Yeah, jeez. Really, huh?
Fuck.
Anyway, second half of the rundown is brought to you by Sezzle. Sezzle is a buy now, pay later solution that allows you to get what you want today while paying for it over 4 interest-free payments over 6 weeks. So no interest, 4 payments, 6 weeks. You can get whatever you want right now. If you don't have the money for it immediately.
Get a rocket ship to the moon.
Sure. Buy a boat. Whatever. 6 weeks time to pay it off, 0 interest. I mean, that. I don't think people understand sometimes when it's just like you can just get something for free basically right now. And just worry about it over the next 6 weeks, and you don't even have to pay any extra money. Mm-hmm. That's huge. Mm-hmm. It's huge. So if you want to, I don't know, if you got to get some furniture when you're moving in, or you got a big expense coming up of any kind, you can use Sezzle. It's available in the Barstool Sports Store, so it's directly through Barstool, with more than 34,000 stores in the U.S. and Canada that are using this system. No hidden fees, no credit check. There's no impact on your credit score for using it. There's no penalties. It's just interest-free payments, 4 of them over the 6 weeks. Get instant approval decisions, no forms to fill out, no hoops to jump through. They'll just let you buy what you want, what you need, and you can put off the payment for the next month and a half. Go to store.barstoolsports.com, search for your favorite merch, and pay now. So you can buy, I say, you know, go to the store and buy... all of the KFC Radio merch.
It's a good idea.
Buy dozens of hoodies and just pay over the next 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Go buy all of our merch right now, and you can pay it off over 6 weeks with 0 interest for the next 4 payments. It's follow along on Instagram and TikTok. It's Sezzle on Instagram and Sezzle _official, Sezzle. So it's our new payment system here at Barstool. God, that Bill Cosby shit is bananas.
That is the last thing I expected.
For real. Like I had no idea what that news was going to be, but Jesus. Madison LaCroix is this chick who is just hanging on to 15 minutes of fame. She allegedly, supposedly, probably banged Jay Cutler after he split up with Kristen Cavallari.
Good bang.
And then she probably, allegedly, supposedly... broke up A-Rod and J-Lo. That was one of the girls that A-Rod was sleeping around with when married to J-Lo.
He's got that good
So
good.
Madison has been on the go here. She went on Instagram, did an Instagram live. I think she was a little sauced up and ended up flashing people unintentionally. So
how you unintentionally flash someone?
You know, you're wearing a shirt, no bra, tank top, you're moving around, you're dancing, you're drunk.
Yeah. I mean, I remember Whitney Cummings did that, but I mean, she was in the bathtub. You're more likely to flash someone.
Easy to slip up.
Yeah, I think if you're wearing, you know, no bra, you're wearing some like light summertime shit, and you're drunk. You can pop a nip. And then I kind of like, I don't, just not my favorite person. She's kind of like, she's one of these people who's on like a fake reality show and she's banging people and trying to be, you know, famous for it. But this line, she's like, what are you guys acting like you've never seen a tip before?
Yeah, I'm a firm believer in the Free the Nipple campaign on Instagram.
Yeah?
Which is funny because I always see these girls talking about how like they feel oppressed on Instagram and how, you know, it's ridiculous that they can't show nipples. I think it's a cause that almost unanimously has zero haters.
Yeah, like who doesn't like
they're like,
that?
They're like, oh, you don't want to see our nipples? I'm like, I don't think anyone over here is arguing at all. I think that we can all
unanimously
agree.
It's just like Zuckerberg. It's just a Zuck who's like, don't show your nips.
With that, that fucking weirdo with his Instagram. I don't know if anyone ever watches Zuckerberg's Instagram. It's one of the weirdest things. I've recently followed it.
Really?
It's crazy this guy's just like in charge of like, I don't know, all of the media we get. Yeah. He's doing Archer with like rap beats in the background. It's like he makes videos. He was doing fucking, you know, foils that like
the foil boarding.
Yeah, he's foil jousting, and he's just like it's. God, dude, you look at Zuck's Instagram.
Rich nerds are so funny.
Yeah, like, it's exactly like
dude.
He's,
it's their time. They're having their moment. Rich nerds are like killing the game.
Right.
Everybody, you know, from Bezos and Zuckerberg to every billionaire out there is like, nerds, like we won.
Twitch streamers too, like rich nerds are like low-key
the main one. Yeah. Listen, money, cash rules, baby.
But back to the flash.
Back to the nip. Yeah. I mean,
I'm pro free the nip campaign, though. But I'm doing it just so you shut up about it, because a tit doesn't do anything for me. Doesn't do anything. That's fucking JV ball.
Lenny Balls has been frantically trying to find the link to this video. He texted a group chat the day. He's like, does anyone have the link for that girl from Southern Charm flashing the camera on her Instagram? I've been looking for 15 minutes and can't find it. It's on the cover of the New York
Post. I put in a hard 15 minutes. Like, time for help from anyone else.
Listen, I mean, speaking of nips, like, I see Glennie Balls' tits and mozzarella's out like all the fucking time. So why can't... Yeah. He's got a big, juicy titty. Why can't we see Madison LaCroix?
He's a side-boob king.
Yeah. I zoomed in on his tits the other day and I cropped him and it just looks like a regular ass breast. So
I wish he was here because I love when people talk about Glennie's boobs and he just sits over and just goes,
come on. Come on. They put an underwear shot in Barstool vs. America last night and he was like, who approved the underwear shot of me? Come on.
That clip was the one he was claiming to never be hungover.
And
he looked up, it was like Tales from the Crypt. Like,
he looked like he got hit by a bus.
He looked like he got run over.
And he's like, I don't get hung over.
Classic Balls. It was a classic Balls moment.
So, speaking of Barstool vs. America, we're halfway through. And we picked up some steam last night. We had some challenges. We had some reveals. And is Vibs over there? Yeah. The stars of episode 3 of Barstool vs. America. Kelly throws the shades on, flips the hair, and comes on down. is she speaking for the?
She's wearing the pants.
Listen. Excuse me, Rudy. I'm speaking.
Sorry. Go ahead.
This is the problem. The media is always just trying to rip apart new couples and budding love, and it's pretty fucked up, Kevin. I just want to say that.
It's the new. It's Jelly. You know, it's Kelly and Jeff. It's
Whoa!
Jelly.
Whoa!
I do like
new
Jelly.
Celeb couple.
I like Veegs, maybe.
Veegs.
Kegert was gross. That one's gross.
You got Jelly's the clear winner.
Jelly's good.
Because everyone else is Jelly.
The picture of Big Mouth was.
I mean, chef's kiss. Very well done.
I think I laughed for 4 hours.
That was so good. If you didn't watch, I highly recommend hit the YouTube, watch episode 3. But it was a mystery. Vibs was not on his bus, and he stayed in the Airbnb. And why would he do that? Well, there was only one girl in the house, and so put the pieces of the puzzle together, and there's just a, romance. A reality TV romance.
A little showmance.
Shit happens in Panama City Beach. You never know.
Oh, that was PCB?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sure was, so that's almost, sure you know, was. The excuse. It's like, come on,
If the love bug's going to bite you anywhere, it's PCB. Let's be honest.
I mean, this is why reality TV show is what it is. You get a bunch of people, in this case coworkers, throw them in a fucking bus together, let them hang out and drink for a few days, and someone's going to bang each other.
Someone's going to fuck each other, for sure.
Yeah. What's tonight?
Episode 4 tonight.
Episode 4.
It'll be on in about half an hour after you watch this.
I'm most excited for this one. Yeah. I'm most excited for Chicago. First of all, I look amazing in this one. So everybody get ready for that. I look so cool in this one. But we all look pretty cool in this one, I think.
Yeah, we're yellow teams on the same team, so We just get good performance. Casey's in it.
Back and forth.
I think we both are. We're the only ones who switch back and forth as many times as we did.
We did.
It was just like in and out and back and forth and up and down.
All those positions or whatever you just said. But no, it was.
That was a dunk.
Yeah.
Open lane, uncontested, long windmill dunk.
But no, episode four is the one where it's like, it's awesome. It's good. We're all looking forward to that.
How can it be more awesome than I mean?
I was going to say.
Just wait and see.
I mean, you guys also watching together. I mean, this was, I feel like this is now a concerted, you're on like a media tour now. I mean, you guys together watching, pinkies up with the
Is this not a media tour? Yeah. I thought that we were on a media tour. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's clearly what I was told.
So.
Clearly. All right. So Barstool vs. America gets very romantic. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I was going to ask further questions, but I feel like I'm just going to save it for the after show of the whole show.
Is that a thing?
Is there going to be an after
show? Well, we're going to do Friday Night Pints with the cast of Barstool vs. America, so we'll get the full scoop there. That'll probably... I don't know if we're... It might be on Friday. I don't know. With the holiday, we're trying to figure it all out. But this week's Barstool... Yeah, because Friday will be after the final episode. So, yes, you'll get the final...
Final episode's Thursday.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
So you'll get the final recap after show scoop on Friday Night Pints with everybody from Barstool vs. America. So that's where we'll get into all the details. But go to the YouTube, watch episode 3 if you didn't see it, 4 tonight. And yeah, Jelly is about to take over the world.
There's an energy.
Everybody loves it. Veek sounds like a disease or something.
Yeah, that does. Okay.
Jelly, it's a word. It's got a connotation to it.
Jelly is so big, it's its own thing. Everyone, you know what
we'll
I mean?
We'll take it down.
Dude, you don't think that we can overcome Jelly? I was going to say, your first fight
here. That sounds like a personal...
When I think of Jelly, I think of you two.
I think we can overcome Jelly because we already overcame Jam.
Wow, with the literal mic drive.